Today's reading begins in Numbers, chapter 6, starting in verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and tell them, when either man or woman shall make a special vow, the vow of a Nazarite, to separate himself to the Lord, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink. He shall drink no vinegar of wine, or vinegar of fermented drink, neither shall he drink any juice of grapes, nor eat fresh grapes or dried. All the days of his separation he shall eat nothing that is made of the grapevine, from the seeds even to the skins. All the days of his vow of separation no razor shall come on his head, until the days are fulfilled in which he separates himself to the Lord. He shall be holy. He shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow long. All the days that he separates himself to the Lord he shall not go near a dead body. He shall not make himself unclean for his father, or for his mother, for his brother, or for his sister, when they die, because his separation to God is on his head. All the days of his separation he is holy to the Lord. If any man dies very suddenly beside him, and he defiles the head of his separation, then he shall shave his head in the day of his cleansing. On the seventh day he shall shave it. On the eighth day he shall bring two turtle doves, or two young pigeons, to the priest, to the door of the tent of meeting. The priest shall offer one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering, and make atonement for him, because he sinned by reason of the dead, and shall make his head holy that same day. He shall separate to the Lord the days of his separation, and shall bring a male lamb a year old for a trespass offering, but the former days shall be void, because his separation was defiled. This is the law of the Nazarite: when the days of his separation are fulfilled, he shall be brought to the door of the tent of meeting, and he shall offer his offering to the Lord. One male lamb a year old, without defect, for a burnt offering, one ewe lamb a year old without defect for a sin offering, one ram without defect for peace offerings, a basket of unleavened bread, cakes of fine flour mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil with their meal offering and their drink offerings. The priest shall present them before the Lord, and shall offer his sin offering and his burnt offering. He shall offer the ram for a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord, with the basket of unleavened bread. The priest shall offer also its meal offering and its drink offering. The Nazarite shall shave the head of his separation at the door of the tent of meeting, take the hair of the head of his separation, and put it on the fire which is under the sacrifice of peace offerings. The priest shall take the boiled shoulder of the ram, one unleavened cake out of the basket, and one unleavened wafer, and shall put them on the hands of the Nazarite after he has shaved the head of his separation, and the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. They are holy for the priest, together with the breast that is waved and the thigh that is offered. After that, the Nazarite may drink wine. This is the law of the Nazarite who vows, and of his offering to the Lord for his separation, in addition to that which he is able to afford. According to his vow which he vows, so he must do after the law of his separation. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, This is how you shall bless the children of Israel. You shall tell them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face towards you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them." On the day that Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle, and had anointed it and sanctified it with all its furniture, and the altar with all its vessels, and had anointed and sanctified them, the princes of Israel, the heads of their fathers' houses, gave offerings. These were the princes of the tribes. These are they who were over those who were counted, and they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered wagons and 12 oxen, a wagon for every 2 of the princes, and for each one an ox. They presented them before the tabernacle. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Accept these from them, that they may be used in doing the service of the tent of meeting, and you shall give them to the Levites, to every man according to his service." Moses took the wagons and the oxen, and gave them to the Levites. He gave 2 wagons and 4 oxen to the sons of Gershon, according to their service. He gave 4 wagons and 8 oxen to the sons of Merari, according to their service, under the direction of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. But to the sons of Kohath he gave none, because the service of the sanctuary belonged to them. They carried it on their shoulders. The princes gave offerings for the dedication of the altar in the day that it was anointed. The princes gave their offerings before the altar. The Lord said to Moses, "They shall offer their offering, each prince on his day, for the dedication of the altar. He who offered his offering the first day was Nashon the son of Amminadab of the tribe of Judah, and his offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Nashon, the son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, the son of Zur, prince of Issachar, gave his offering. He offered for his offering one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Nethanel the son of Zur. On the third day, Eliab, the son of Helon, prince of the children of Zebulun, gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Eliab the son of Helon. On the fourth day, Eleazar the son of Shedeur, prince of the children of Reuben, gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Eleazar the son of Shedeur. On the fifth day, Shelumiel the son of Zerushaddai, prince of the children of Simeon, gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Shelumiel the son of Zerushaddai. On the sixth day, Eliasaph the son of Deuel, prince of the children of Gad, gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Eliasaph the son of Deuel. On the seventh day, Elishama the son of Ammihud, prince of the children of Ephraim, gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Elishama the son of Ammihud. On the eighth day, Gamaliel the son of Pedazur, prince of the children of Manasseh, gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Gamaliel, the son of Pedahjur. On the 9th day, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, prince of the children of Benjamin, gave his offering, 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, 1 golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Abidan the son of Gideoni. On the 10th day, Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, prince of the children of Dan, gave his offering, 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, 1 golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. On the 11th day, Pagiel, the son of Achran, prince of the children of Asher, gave his offering, 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, 1 golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Pagiel, the son of Achran. On the 12th day, Ahira, the son of Enan, prince of the children of Naphtali, gave his offering, 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil, for a meal offering, 1 golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the dedication offering of the altar on the day when it was anointed by the princes of Israel, 12 silver platters, 12 silver bowls, 12 golden ladles, each silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and each bowl 70. All the silver of the vessels, 2,400 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, the 12 golden ladles, full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, all the gold of the ladles weighed 120 shekels, all the cattle for the burnt offering, 12 bulls, the rams, 12, the male lambs a year old, 12, and their meal offering, and 12 male goats for a sin offering, and all the cattle for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 24 bulls, 60 rams, 60 male goats, and 60 male lambs a year old. This was the dedication offering of the altar after it was anointed. When Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with the Lord, he heard his voice speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the ark of the testimony, from between the 2 cherubim, and he spoke to him. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, starting in verse 38. In his, that is Jesus's, teaching, he said to them, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk in long robes, and to get greetings in the marketplaces, and to get the best seats in the synagogues, and the best places at feasts, those who devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers, these will receive greater condemnation." Jesus sat down opposite the treasury, and saw how the multitude cast money into the treasury. Many who were rich cast in much. A poor widow came, and she cast in 2 small brass coins, which equal a quadrant's coin. He called his disciples to himself, and said to them, "Most certainly I tell you, this poor widow gave more than all those who are giving into the treasury, for they all gave out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, gave all that she had to live on." As he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Teacher, see what kind of stones and what kind of buildings." Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? there will not be left here one stone on another, which will not be thrown down. As he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? What is the sign that these things are all about to be fulfilled?" Jesus, answering, began to tell them, "Be careful that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, don't be troubled, for those must happen, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines and troubles. These things are the beginning of birth pains. But watch yourselves, for they will deliver you up to councils. You will be beaten in synagogues. You will stand before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them. The good news must first be preached to all the nations. When they lead you away and deliver you up, don't be anxious beforehand or premeditate what you will say, but say whatever will be given you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. You will be hated by all men for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved." Psalm 49, beginning in verse 1. "Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all you inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. My heart will utter understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will solve my riddle on the harp. Why should I fear in the days of evil, when iniquity at my heels surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their life is costly. No payment is ever enough, that he should live on forever, that he should not see corruption. For he sees that wise men die, likewise the fool and the senseless perish, and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses will endure forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They name their lands after themselves. But man, despite his riches, doesn't endure. He is like the animals that perish. This is the destiny of those who are foolish, and of those who approve their sayings. They are appointed as a flock for Sheol. Death shall be their shepherd. The upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. Their beauty shall decay in Sheol, far from their mansion. But God will redeem my soul from the power of Sheol, for he will receive me. Don't be afraid when a man is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory won't descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men praise you when you do well for yourself, he shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see the light. A man who has riches without understanding is like the animals that perish." Proverbs chapter 10, beginning in verse 27. "The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The prospect of the righteous is joy, but the hope of the wicked will perish."